This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Edward Humphrey, EDWARDHUMPHREY. Date of birth 10/19/1960. Date of appointment 7/1/2024. Requesting physician Jonathan Waldman, JonathanWaldman. Dear Dr. Waldman, I have the pleasure of seeing Edward Humphrey today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 6/15/2024. Due to the lightheadedness and dizziness while he was sitting on the toilet, he was not having any strength. He was not able to get out of the toilet. He was almost passed out. EMS arrived and his systolic blood pressure was in 70s. In the emergency room, his blood pressure was also low. He received IV fluid. His urine was positive for infection and he received antibiotic. Patient went to the rehab after the stay in the hospital. Today he is here for follow-up. He is doing okay. No more dizziness, having shaking of the hand. He spills water sometime when he holds the cup. He has a left below knee amputation. Due to gangrene, past medical history is 6 sinus syndrome, history of diverticulosis. History of measles, hypertensive heart disease and chronic kidney disease, osteomyelitis of the left foot, intestinal obstruction, heart disease, anemia, chronic kidney disease, malignant tumor of the sigmoid, colon and rectum, weight loss, constipation, type 2 diabetes, cellulitis of the left foot, obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, below knee amputation. Past surgical history, colon resection, lower limb amputation, wisdom teeth extraction, cholecystectomy. Allergy to Capecitabine, CAPECITABINE. His medications are Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Finasteride, Metoprolol, Simvastatin 20 mg daily, Pregabalin 75 mg 2 times daily, Lentus, Tamsulosin, Lanizolid, Myrodrine 10 mg 3 times daily, Glucagon, emergency kit, Instaglucose, Sena furosemide, metformin, polyethylene glycol, socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home, family history, mother deceased with dementia, father deceased with cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having tremors of the hand. He has a left below knee amputation. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, but action and resting tremor present. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5, except left below knee amputation present. Deep tendon reflex 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in the right foot. Patient came into the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. The patient history and examination is suggestive of Parkinson's disease. I will suggest to start Sinamet 10/100, 1 PO 3 times daily. I would like to see him back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.